Oh my god.
Hey Jordan.
Hey Ryan. I'm gonna say this right off the bat. Yeah. Everyone, Ryan is very excited to say something, and he cannot wait to say it.
I can't. First of all, welcome back, Jordan. Welcome back, listeners. It's been a while since it's just been Jordan and I in the room.
Yeah.
The interviews have been great. More to come, certainly. I don't know when this one will come out, I guess, if it will be after. We've got a couple banked that we're going to put up today, hopefully.
Yeah.
I have some breaking news for me as a gamer.
All right.
I, last night, purchased the first video game I've bought in 30 years, maybe.
30 years.
Yeah, I don't think I bought a video game since I was a teenager, so maybe not quite 30, but close.
What was the game?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Jordan. I'm going to tell you all about it, and then we're going to watch a little walkthrough so you can see what I'm
You didn't buy a $70 Seaman game, did you?
Let's make that apparent. Right off the bat, I did not buy Seaman last night.
Should have been on the wish list.
No, I spent $8, not $70. So I was like, I could justify that.
$8.
Yeah. My wife, Nina, was like, how much did you spend on this game? I was like, $8. She's like, oh, all right. Well, that's cool. I don't have a problem with that. So, Jordan, let me give you a little backstory on this game.
All right.
Before I even tell you what it is. This game came out, I believe, originally in 2009.
2009.
For PCs. I think it was probably available for a couple years. And then as computers progressed, it wouldn't work anymore on anyone's system. You had to have an old. So last week, it came out. They didn't change it or anything, but they made it so it would work on modern-day computers. So available now for me to play. Huh. I've been wanting to play it this whole time. So, I don't know if you know this about me, Jordan. Listeners certainly don't know. You know how we're all nerds of something?
Yeah.
I am a nerd about this series of books called The Wheel of Time. Hmm. It is, I have a Wheel of Time tattoo. It's the one tattoo I have.
Wow.
It is such a huge part, been such a huge part of my life. It's 15 books. They're, I don't know, some of them are almost 1,000 pages long. I've been rereading, every time a new one's been released, I've reread all the books. So I've read this book series countless times at this point. Since it's been finished for, I don't know, 10 years maybe. I've probably reread the thing 4 times since it's been done.
Hold on. I'm going to look this up. What is it called again?
The Wheel of Time.
The Wheel of Time.
Yes. I listen to podcasts about it. I used to be very involved in online message groups and different websites. By very involved, I mean I would go to them. I didn't really post a lot. This past last year, a TV show was made, finally, of The Wheel of Time that has mixed reviews, but I enjoyed it, the first season anyway. And so now, the game is out.
The Wheel of Time game.
Yeah. So, it is I guess what would be called a first-person shooter.
What?
And you are what's called an Aes Sedai, which is a lady who can channel the One Power. They have all these different names. It's essentially, she's a witch who can use magic, but they don't call it that. And there's much more to it than just that. I won't go into, because you're already yawning, and I will really bore you if I start. when Nee and I first got together, I would say, okay, Wheel of Time lesson of the day. And that ended pretty quickly, because she really... almost no. Was interested to learn about something I'm so into, but after a
After a week, she was like, okay, you need to stop.
You don't need to do this every day. So I downloaded it to my computer last night.
Which one? This one?
No. At home.
Okay, because I was about to say, this one's going to die, and if you just downloaded an $8 game on this one, then if it dies, there goes your $8.
Yeah, this is a newer computer. It's my studio computer at home for recording music and stuff, so it's a pretty good computer, and it's not that old. It's a few years old, I guess, but it doesn't get a lot of use anymore. So I downloaded it on my computer. And I'm like, okay, I got my mouse and my keyboard, and let me check it out. So I'll give you my thoughts about it, and then we can watch a little some video of the actual gameplay, and you can tell me what you think. Because you may not know the Wheel of Time, but you know video games.
Yes.
Way more than I do. So current ones, anyway. Not that this is current. It's 2009, but... but compared to the NES games that I'm familiar with, this is a new game. So, first of all, I downloaded it. It's like, this is not going to be compatible with your computer. And I was like, well, at least it's only $8. If this doesn't work, it's not, not like a $70 CMake game. So, it took forever to download. It finally did open up and worked. So, I'm like, okay. Works. Maybe it doesn't work as well as it could. I don't know. But so, like a lot of games, there's like this introduction where they kind of tell the story and set up what's happening. And that looked horrible. I was like, this is not even my love for the Wheel of Time is going to get me to play this game if this is how it looked. It was horrible. I'm not saying I could have done a better job, but it wasn't good. But then. That ends. I mean, it was long. It was minutes long, and I couldn't figure out a way to skip it. Maybe there is one, but...
up, up, down, left, right, up.
That's how you skip the intro? I'll try that if I ever have to start it again. So then there's like this tutorial thing to walk through, and it gets you used to all the different jumping and running and shooting and all these different things. So... I get through that, and it looks way better. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I got through that. It took me forever. I think I actually skipped the last part because I was like, I'm so bored with this. I just want to play the game. I may go back and actually try to learn it. But
that would be every Call of Duty user.
Really? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm so bored with this. Let me just get to the main story.
Yeah. So I finally did get to the main story, and... I think if I had a controller, I'd have more fun with it.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
But it's still cool. So after my family went to bed last night, I went back down to my little studio room. And Jordan, you took your headphones off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay. All right, because we're in the same room.
Yeah.
So, and I played for, I don't know, probably another 45 minutes or something. It's pretty fun. You get different magic things, and you got to fight these things called Trollocs, and you're chasing this guy that stole some stuff. You got to get it back.
I'm sorry. Did you just say Trollocs?
Yeah, Trollocs. They are the beast-like creatures that are evil in the Wheel of Time.
Are you sure? One of them. Are you sure they just didn't try to rip off a troll?
Well... it's very similar to a troll.
Okay.
But since you mentioned ripping off, I feel like I need to explain something about the Wheel of Time for you.
Yes.
It is a story that is... so, this is going to get really boring if it hasn't already really quickly. It's a Wheel of Time, so time's a wheel. So everything is... time passes and comes again. So the story just keeps being retold over... thousands and thousands of years. So a lot of things in the Wheel of Time are things we would know from other stories or from our time. So the Trollocs would be called trolls in a different telling of this overall story that just repeats itself. So there's a lot, it's actually like brilliant how it's done. It sounds maybe kind of lame, but it's in the books. It's incredible how like they just talk about these like the idea is that like myth turns to legend, and then people forget it even about legend, and then it starts all over again. But as you're reading it, you hear about you read about things, and you're like, oh, wait a second, that could be. Like, there's this story that the children read in these books about a guy named Glenn who traveled to the moon in a metal, in a silver eagle. And it's about, and he has a daughter named Sally. And that's about astronauts from our time going to the moon in a spaceship. But it's changed so much over time. Anyway, I promised myself I wouldn't go too deep into the Wheel of Time, like what actually.
Yeah.
It's long and complicated.
It sounds fun.
Oh, it's amazing. It is. It's shocking my son isn't named. It's not shocking, but I would have named my son after a Wheel of Time character.
Oh, my God.
But Nina would have nothing to do with that. So. Have you ever seen my tattoo?
No.
Oh, let's check it out. I know, listeners, you can't see it, but
I'll explain the details.
Right now, I gotta take off my hoodie. I'm never getting that other shirt off without it. Okay. Part of the reason why I was so excited is I love to talk about the Wheel of Time. So, this is in a fake language. It's in the old tongue in the Wheel of Time, a language most people don't use anymore in the books. But it translates to, I'm lost in my own mind.
Oh.
Which I am a lot of the time, so it seemed fitting for me to get that as a tattoo. And when the books were finished, when the final book came out, I was like, I'm going to get a tattoo to like commemorate this ending of this thing that's been so important.
If I ever get a tattoo, I'm going to put a barcode on the back of my head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
It's either that or I'm putting a panther.
Okay.
On the back.
Also on the back of your head?
No, not on the back of my head. Oh. On the back.
When I was younger, probably a little older than you, I was thinking about a tattoo, and I wanted to get I wanted to get my whole back, and it would say, funny things about tattoos. Funny thing about tattoos, they don't come off. So glad I didn't do that. That would be ridiculous.
That would be embarrassing, because as soon as you show up, like, okay, so if anyone saw that tattoo, right, it would just be, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be ridiculous. I'm so glad I didn't do that. First of all, very expensive, very painful. It would be there my whole life.
Yeah.
And anytime I went swimming, not that I go swimming a lot, but it's also a tattoo that no one's going to see 95% of the time.
Yeah.
Because it would be under my shirt. So I didn't do that. That was the one I wanted to get. Initially, I'm glad I waited. I got this. I was gonna get like the Wheel of Time symbol and stuff, but
yeah.
Instead, I was like, why don't I get this quote that my favorite character says? All right, let's check out this video, so Jordan can get an idea of what is going on. All right, so we'll skip through it, but.
We'll skim over it.
And we'll kind of tell you what's going on. So this is the beginning of the tutorial.
Who the hell is that up there?
That's this lady. She, I don't know her name. She's an Aes Sedai. She's training the player. Okay, so the player is this new Aes Sedai she's just becoming an Aes Sedai. To become an Aes Sedai, you have to walk through these three rings, magical rings. And each one does something else to help train you. So
okay, I get it.
Now my guess is this maybe a comes out of the speaker. I don't think the mics are going to pick up what she's saying, but...
No.
So this is... Alright, so I'll skip through this. Alright, now, this looks better on my computer than this looks right here, just so you know. Much better. Alright, let's keep going here. So we're walking through this cave. We found the first door. How are we going to get there? You have to jump into the water. You swim. See, just to let you know, I didn't jump into the, right in the water. I jumped on the ground and I hurt my leg again in the video game. There's blood everywhere. This player just jumped right into the water. Way smarter. All right, let's keep going here. So, Jordan, what do you think of this?
Right off the bat, these graphics give me Fallout New Vegas vibes.
Okay, all right. So we just switched to the second part of the tutorial. Looks better than the first part.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, in this tutorial, you just kind of have to go through and learn how to do stuff. I guess most tutorials are like that. And you get some weapons, you get some fireballs. Super cool. Oh, see, I didn't get this far in the tutorial. I may need to go back and do that, I guess. I don't know how to do it, though. Alright. Yeah, so that's the tutorial. I do want you to get to see the... for anyone listening, if you want to check it out, go to YouTube. There's tons of these things you can check
out. Apparently there seems to be tons upon tons of these just sitting.
So this came out in 1999. I apologize. It wasn't even 2000. And it's older than that. I just want to show you some of the... so that's the Wheel of Time video game. Let's get through these commercials here.
Yeah, so many.
So you can actually see the actual gameplay, you know.
Alrighty, here we go.
It's very dark. But yeah, that's a Trolloc we're fighting right now.
Wow.
And this is kind of where I was last night when I was playing. Wow, there's some flies buzzing around that dead person. Wow.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so...
For all of our listeners, if you look at this... Well, I know you guys can't look at the screen, but... if you go to one of these videos, it'll actually show a walkthrough of the game. And I will warn you at this time, the only thing you're going to be able to see is the fireball.
Yeah, it's very dark. It's actually not... Playing it last night, it wasn't as dark. So maybe that's one of the things they've done to update it, because... the walkthroughs and stuff we were just checking out are from a couple years ago, so that had to have been done on the old operating systems. So it's not the updated version. So I think it looks a little better now. Certainly a little brighter.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit better. That's a first-person shooter, right? That's how you would describe that game?
God, sorry. Well, so you know Call of Duty, right?
Sure, yeah.
And you know how you always have a weapon out in front of you?
Yep.
With this one, I would just say it's all shot in first person. Like, okay. First person, yep. Perspective.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it naturally like a first person shooter. Like, yeah, you get to go around and then shoot trolls or right. Trollocs.
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 Let's get it right.
My bad, Ryan.
Yeah, obviously, totally fine.
I mean, unless you always have it with you, then yes, this would be a first-person shooter.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, you do always, like, I mean, part of it is that you're using magic. That's not what they call it, but it's magic, essentially. So you're not really shooting a gun. You're just, like, making things explode and stuff.
Okay, then yes, that would still be a first-person shooter. Okay.
And I think unlike games that you've shown me, and what Pat was talking a lot about, sort of being able to just go off and explore and do different things, that's definitely not the kind of game this is. Like, there's a path you're walking down, and you kind of have to stay to that path. You can't just go off and do a bunch of things. My hope is that with the TV show that just came out last year that was fairly successful, they're going to definitely make it. They're finishing a second season, and I think they've been picked up for a third. So hopefully a newer video game will come out that has something to do with the Wheel of Time. That's my hope, because that would be pretty cool to have a new one with all the advances they've made since 1999.
Sort of for my hope, I hope that I get a day to stay home.
Yeah.
Because the reason why I say that is I downloaded a bunch of games.
You did. What'd you get?
So I got this new one called Space Marines.
Okay.
And it takes place in the future. This is when this game was created back in the 2000s, like the early 2000s. Okay. And basically, what you have to do, it's a third person. Perspective,
okay.
In one of the games, but the second game that they make is not, however.
Oh, okay.
So I've seen gameplay of the first one. I have not played it, but I've played the second one, and I'm still playing it. Gosh. Because I love it.
And what are these games called?
The first one would be called Space Marines. The second one would be called Space Hulk or something. And basically, the second one, you run around as a space marine. These guys are huge. Like, here, hold on. Let me see.
Space Marines.
Yeah.
I'm interested. That's cool. As Jordan finds something to show me. I'm so excited about this video game, I can hardly talk. Jordan, and any of our listeners out there, if you want to send into our email and write me stuff about the Wheel of Time, please do. Oh yeah, that's a giant.
Yeah, that's marine. What we call space marines.
Yeah, they're giant. They're bigger than a trolloc.
Yeah, so these guys are surrounded by metal plated armor, and this is so damn thick to the point. It will be hard to actually get to the armor itself. But what happens with it is these guys, they're like, so think of it as like a part of a cult.
Okay.
You have the top dogs, the small dogs, and then the medium dogs.
Okay.
These guys are somewhat of the top dogs of the whole universe because they go around to planets conquering them.
Okay.
And whatever doesn't join their, whoever doesn't join their stuff, it's heresy.
Really?
Yep. They take it as a act of heresy, and they'll burn them alive.
Wow, that's intense.
They'll shoot them, burn them, cut them in half. Doesn't matter.
Wow. So you got this game, but you haven't played it yet. You have played it.
I have played it once or twice.
Gotcha.
Because I went to summer sale on Steam.
Okay.
Saw that it was like for $10, I think. And I was like, I have to get this. I have to.
Yeah.
So I bought it, and now I have it.
It's interesting. Last night and then today. So as you know, I don't play video games anymore. I haven't for a long time. But the excitement that I'm feeling over this and the desire to, like, go home after school and just play this video game is very real inside of me.
Yeah, do you now see why?
Yeah, yes. Like, it and I used to, when I was a kid, I certainly felt that way. Of like, hey, I got a new Nintendo game. I just, that's all I want to do. But I sort of, like, after school today, I have to go do other work. I won't be home tonight till probably 8 or something at night.
Wow.
And I, maybe earlier, we'll see, but I have to go to the piano and it's a ways away, so it's going to take me a while to do all that. But anyway, I hope that when I get home tonight, now this, hopefully my son and wife do not listen to this, I hope they are in bed so that I can just go play this video game, which is not a good thing to admit on a podcast, but it is the truth. I mean, or let me backpedal a little bit here.
Because if they listen, they're going to be like, wow.
I hope they're almost ready to go to bed so I can go in and see them and spend a few minutes with them and then go play this video game. I also really want to get a controller for it.
I know I stoop low, but Ryan.
I'm just being honest. I also have a feeling with this game is at some point, way before I beat it, I'm going to be like, eh, I'm good. I don't need to keep doing this. Maybe not. Hopefully not.
Oh, my God.
On YouTube's, one of the videos someone posted is a walkthrough of the whole game. And it's like 5.5 hours long. So that's not that crazy.
Yeah, it's not that crazy. But for me, I've watched YouTubers play games for 3.5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to... I certainly will keep you and the listener updated on how my progress through the Wheel of Time goes.
Yeah, you're going to have to keep us updated on that. And also, you're going to have to explain to Nita.
Yeah, she won't hear this, luckily.
You better hope that she doesn't.
But, yeah, I really, like, even this morning when I woke up, I was like, I wonder if I have a couple minutes to go play that video game. I didn't, which is fine.
Yeah, that's what I do every morning. Do like, I say, do I have enough time to play a video game?
So that's my video. That's my exciting news that I couldn't wait to talk to you about. That I bought a video game.
Everyone, 30 years. Ryan hasn't bought a video game.
No, right? How weird is that?
It has almost been a century. But now, the quest has been completed after 30 years.
And my guess is, like I said, they're going to put out other Wheel of Time video games, and I will get those as well.
If they put out another Wheel of Time video game, but in the present day, I would I would watch you play it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will let you know when that happens, because I'm assuming it's going to. I mean, the TV shows, Amazon is doing it, so they're going to want to sell as many Wheel of Time-related things as they can.
Oh,
so.
I seen another, and this is completely sort of unrelated, okay. But since you bring up Amazon, I saw Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And did you also see the Amazon Prime ad where they had, like, the Dungeons and Dragons guys?
No.
You didn't?
No.
So there's this, like, trailer for, like, a TV show.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't advise this for anyone else, because this is, like, 18 and up.
Okay.
And just for the listeners to know, I'm 16, but I like to see 18 and up movies and all that.
Sure.
But with this one, it's not a movie, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
With this one is actually not bad. It looks funny, though.
I'm really curious about it. Is it a Dungeons & Dragons TV show?
Well, it's like that, but it takes place in the Dungeons & Dragons universe.
It does. Okay, cool. Yeah, they seem to be doing a lot. Amazon Prime seems to be doing a lot of that. Fantasy genre kind of stuff right now with the Wheel of Time show, and then there's a Lord of the Rings show coming out at the end of the year, and then this, it sounds like, so that's cool.
Yeah, trust me, they're gonna be putting out those like hotcakes. I like how Amazon was like a small little place where we would go and buy stuff. Now they're developing drones.
Yeah, no, they are taking over the world. For better or worse.
At the end of this, we're going to have Endgame, where Disney and Amazon, Sony, Xbox, PlayStation, Wii, Nintendo, Microsoft, yeah. All of them facing off in a battle.
I don't think you're necessarily that far off. So... thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope you're as excited as I am about the Wheel of Time video game being... it's cool. It's playable again.
And for the people that had to sit here and listen just because they were interested and didn't think the Wheel of Time was interesting... sorry that you had to sit through this, but you decided to listen, so.
Yeah, I will, and believe me, I held back on
explaining
all the things I wanted to explain about the Wheel of Time.
Yeah, it looked like Ryan was holding back on the whole timeline of Wheel of Time.
I could talk about it for hours.
You could talk about it for a whole day, and to be honest with you, I would actually listen to it.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, maybe we should...
Maybe we should convince Casey for a class like that.
You know what? Just to let the listener in, we have more podcast class. So maybe we start a separate podcast where I just talk to you about the Wheel of Time.
I'm sorry for everybody that's here. But if you're listening right now, we are just laughing.
Actually, this is probably boring too, but... the first podcast I ever listened to, it's got to be...
The Wheel of Time.
It is. It was about the Wheel of Time. It was probably 14 or 15 years ago.
Oh, my
God. I had never even heard of a podcast. And it was called The Third Age or the Fourth Age. And they just talked about the Wheel of Time, and I found it. And I was like, what is this? And then I turned me on to podcasts and... and they don't do that show anymore, but there are plenty of other ones. I now watch a YouTube show called The Dusty Wheel about the Wheel of Time.
Okay, so we have 22 minutes.
Okay, great. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay tuned for our All Wheel of Time podcast that should be coming soon.
Oh, so I'll tell the listeners something real quick.
Yeah, great.
Let me unfold this. So today is the new quarter. The beginning of a new quarter. Next week we will not be here because
that's true.
Break. So we'll be recording on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
That's right. Yep. We have this class 3 days a week.
Instead of two now.
Instead of two, which is awesome because
it's absolutely amazing.
As we're recording this, we have two episodes we haven't even had time to release. We've been recording so many. So
yeah, because we've been dealing with the broken chair, me falling out of it.
Yes, and no one's even heard that yet. Well, maybe they have because it depends how what order we release them in. Maybe you've heard all of this.
Yeah, we still need to bring that down to the damn woodworking shop.
So stay tuned for more interviews like we've been doing.
More of me and Ryan shenanigans.
More of our shenanigans. Stay tuned for our new podcast. Ryan tells Jordan about the Wheel of Time as Jordan falls asleep. and whatever else we have in store. Thanks for listening. I hope this was entertaining to you.
You've all been warned. Run.
Bye.
Bye-bye.